for the ultimate sin. Nobody else ever seems to care.
Take the gag off of him. Let him speak. Let him
speak. Please, why don't you hurt me?
Happy Halloween, folks. Hey, welcome to Radio Valencia. This is the Conflux Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It is Saturday night, 26th of October in the year 2024. We're having ourselves a ghoulish good time here. We'll be boning in the boneyard. That's right. That's right. That is right. It is Halloween time. Time for ghosts and goblins, scary sounds, macabre thoughts, tales of twisted gore and grotesquery,
and tales from the crypt.
Yes, thank you for joining me tonight. It is fun. I do enjoy this time of year. It is one of my favorite times of year. I do enjoy dressing up when I get a chance. It is something I either go all or nothing in, though. Either I'm going to go in and I'm going to be one of the best costumes on the floor, or I don't bother at all. So, this year I'm not bothering at all. I have no parties to go to. I'm so sad. I'm here, though. I'm here to keep you happy. So, if you're at a party and you want to use this stuff as a soundtrack, this is great. It's all creepy and goopy and icky. And some of it's dancey and fun and gloppy, and then there's some quotables in there, of course, as well. So, I hope you have fun with it all tonight. It's a mishmash. I've kind of done these different themes across the years on the Halloween thing. This is my third one. I guess it'd be, let's see, was it 21, 22, 23? Yeah, this is my fourth one, actually. It's my fourth Halloween. So one of them I don't remember. Maybe I just did a rerun in the second year, I think. I know I did something different last year, and then this year is different. And it's kind of a harken back to the first year. Anyway, it's a mishmash of these things here. So mixing the creepy with the funny, and that's the whole point. I mean, Halloween should be kind of creepy and should be kind of fun. So I hope you're having a good time. I stay safe out there, man. I mean, I'm sure there's checkpoints and all that kind of crazy stuff. So watch your drinking. And, yeah, enjoy more stuff to come.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're acting like a child.
Look, they're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Thank you. seen my eyes grow wide and cold with fear. Heard all the things in heaven and earth. I've seen many things in hell. But it's vulture's eye of a cold, pale blue. It's the eye of the devil himself. Chase me away now, but let the silence drown the beating of his heart.
Flowers erupt in
Radio Valencia. Hey, how you doing? It's the Halloween time of year. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. If you've been listening to my show for a number of years, you know that I love Halloween. And I have more fun with this time of year than any other time of year with my show stuff. I like to blend the macabre with the fun and the visceral and the viscera of it all. I'm really not big of a gore fanatic. I don't mind it. It's not really one of those things that just turns me off or anything like that, but it's not what I go for. I like the creepy and the suspenseful kind of stuff like this. This is actually called Threats on Stark Reality by Mort Macabre. This is actually going to blend into another track called Sequenza Ritma e Tema. It's from Symphonic Holocaust. Yeah. Anyway, before this, you had If You Want Blood, You Got It, AC/DC from Highway to Hell. Oh, man, I could have picked any song off that album. Really could. I mean, well, not every single song. Girls Got Rhythm probably really doesn't fit, but there's a lot of good stuff there, yeah. And, it was good stuff. We had Boris the Spider. That was a Who song originally, and the Claypool Lennon Delirium did it on the Lime and Limpid Green EP. And there's a couple of great covers on there, including one by King Crimson, the Court of the Crimson King, and they also do Satori Part 1 by, what was the name of Hiroshima? Hiroshima? No, that wasn't the name of the band. I've lost track of that. Anyway, it's a really good EP. Bela Lugosi is Dead, we had that from Dead Cross. Phantom Oz with the 4/19/05 Tuesday from Suspended Animation. Tales of Mystery and Imagination by Edgar Allan Poe, the Alan Parsons Project, and yes, you heard the Telltale Heart back in 1987. Yeah, they did a remix release of that. That was originally released in 1976, so it's been around the wire a bit, you know. We had Yellow from Elegy from the John Thorne Project. It had Barbara Chaffee, David Abel, and also had Mike Patton on that recording, so that's kind of cool. And
tears we came. Now you just waste of good suffering.
All right, I've talked too long. Radio Valencia.
Thank you. we're not going to be leaving now, right?
I'm sorry, Newt.
You don't have to be sorry. It wasn't your fault.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over. The fuck are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
We better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
And he's totally wrecked.
He smoked some hash.
He smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
He was completely smashed.
He smoked some hash.
That Transylvanian's trash.
A monster hash.
He smoked some monster hash.
Wow.
Now every night the dead rise rise up from the grave to partake in a happening THC rave. For you, the living, this hash was meant to. When you get to my door, just say the toys sent you.
We'll smoke some hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
And we'll all get trashed.
We'll smoke some hash.
From my personal stash.
A monster hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash. Some for daddy. This is good.
What we have to ask is, why is it that God has admonished us to hate evil? Well, first of all, God loves you.
He said he drugged the victims, then strangled them, and finally dismembered their body.
Brains
and homelessness and all that.
And now, the voice you've been waiting for.
City authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
For that arrogance, I shall see you dead. Yeah. All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart's top of the line. You can find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. It's got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger. That's right. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart. You got that? Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Let's talk about how I get back home.
Yeah, a little Lucifer Sam there. Pink Floyd from the Piper at the Gates of Dawn, the very first Pink Floyd record ever. Fantastic track from that. Yeah, Boomstick. Boom, 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 Boomstick. Yeah. Shop S Smart. We had a little clip there from the Army of Darkness, and we've been there before, and we're going to go there again. That's right, because it's just, that's the way we like to do on a Halloween night here. Fight them till you can't fight no more. Anthrax. All right, down. Just had a young gentleman in here. We're talking about Anthrax and the original Big Four and bands. And talked about, obviously, what bands probably should also be included with those bands. You know, the Big Four, if you don't know, is Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, and Megadeth, right? That's the big thrash four, right? And then you add in Exodus as a local band, which should really well be in there. And quite frankly, I mean, he threw Pantera in that mix, and I think they just come a little bit later, and I think they're a fantastic band and well-deservedly talked about. Also, we had actually, there's a band that gets overlooked all the time. A couple of bands, actually, that really get overlooked from that time period. Probably more than just a couple, actually. Testament, yes. And then my favorite is Voivod out of Canada. Those guys really have done something unique with thrash metal. Anyway, this is not a thrash metal show tonight. It's a Halloween show, and that just kind of how to fit in there. Knuckle Duster, Radio 2B, White Zombie from La Sexer, Sisto, Devil Music, Volume 1. Green Slime, The Exotic Ones, a single that they released back in 2018. And then we had some Monster Hash. It was a Graveyard Smash from the Toys. Yeah, that came out in 1996. That was a lot of fun, all right? When we had that previous interlude, we had some Mort Macabre, the Symphonic Holocaust, and that was Threats on Stark Reality and Sequenza Litmica Itema. And if I